The Kansas City Chiefs have been the standard in the NFL for the better part of a decade. Mahomes, Reed, Kelsey, it's felt like no matter what the roster looked like, they figure it out and find themselves back in the Super Bowl conversation. But here's the thing. The league has caught up to the Chiefs. Defenses are playing them differently. Weapons outside of Kelsey still aren't scaring anyone. Even still, Kelsey is not scaring anyone himself in 2025. And the margin for error just isn't what it used to be. Teams aren't intimidated anymore. They're prepared. The Chiefs are still good, but they're not untouchable, not inevitable. And that's the real story coming out of week two. Kansas City is finally looking mortal. Thank you for joining us. This is the Section 408 podcast. I am joined by my friend here, and we are going to get into the Chiefs and some other topics. And thank you for listening.
And the first thing we're going to be discussing is it time for the Chiefs to panic? Because they fell to 0-2 for the first time in the Mahomes era with today's loss to the Eagles. They struggled to move the ball. That was originally their forte when they first won the Super Bowl. But I'll tell you this before we get into it. I'm enjoying it because obviously I hate the Chiefs, right? Last season, the Chiefs were not a great team. They were probably a 9-win team. And every break they could have possibly gotten, they got last year. I mean, obviously good calls, right, from the officials, but missed game-winning field goals when I forget who was on the Ravens, caught a game-winning touchdown, but he was like 1 inch out of bounds. Every break the Chiefs could have caught, they caught last season. So I'm glad that they're kind of coming back down to earth. Do you think it's time for them to panic?
Personally, I would say no. Just because of the fact, like you just said, they have Mahomes, Reed. They even have Kelsey. I know he's not what he used to be, but they still have like their big core. I also think it's really early in the season, and like I was just looking at the standings, and they're only 0-2, and they're only 0-1 in the division. Like, if obviously you know this, but if you win your division, you get an automatic playoff spot. So as long as they win out, or not win out, but like do good in their own division, I don't see them not making the playoffs. I do think, however, this is not like one of their previous years where they're like really good, dominant, can do everything. I think this year is a little bit different. I think they're worse. So I think that could be a cause for concern, but I don't think it's time to panic just yet, but this team is not the same Chiefs team that it used to be. And I think that's what's more worrisome, but I don't think it's time to panic just yet.
But see, the division is kind of why I'm thinking they should panic because, you know, the Chargers are good. The Broncos are good. All of a sudden, the Raiders look like they might be doing something. So they can't, you know, rely on getting 4 wins automatically in their division. They might go 3-3. And not, as we talk about their opponents, it does get more difficult for them because they play the Ravens in a couple weeks. They play the Lions, obviously the divisional games. They play Buffalo. They play the Commanders.
That's a tough schedule.
Yeah. They play the Cowboys, who we don't know what they're going to be. So they can't get away with as much as they used to, and I don't think they're as good as they were last year to barely squeak by. And I'll give you kind of a stat to reinforce what I think. The Chiefs last season, in games decided by 7 points or fewer, were 10-0. They were the opposite of Nebraska, basically. The Chiefs this season in games decided by 7 points or fewer are 0-2 already. Even if they break even, I don't think it's going to be enough to get them over the hump. They might be a wild card team, but they're no longer the big bad wolf, in my opinion. But you're right, it is only week two. And then moving on to the next topic, the 49ers were able to survive a game in New Orleans with Mac Jones as the starting quarterback. They went against Spencer Rattler, and it was kind of, if you listen to our preseason prediction for the Niners, both of us, we thought that the Niners were going to kind of get dragged into these rock fights with these teams that they should be better than. And I thought last week against Seattle and this week against the Saints was exactly that, where, you know, the Niners on paper should have been a much better team, but they ended up having to win it in the last drive of the game. Defense making a big stop. Before we get into the question for the Niners, do you have any thoughts about today's game that you wanted to share? Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it doesn't help when, like, your starting quarterback and, like, best players are out, Kittle and Ayuk and all those guys. I do think they can be better and will be better. I also think that division opponents are just tough no matter how good they are. And so I think this upcoming week against the Cardinals will be a good test for them just to see how they are. They will have Mac Jones as quarterback, but as of now, 2-0 on the road, like you can't be mad no matter how they got the win. They got the win, and that's all that matters at this point, because looking down the stretch, it's going to be important to win these games, pretty or ugly.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing that we talked about is the Niners, their schedule sets up really well for them. They play a lot of teams that they should be better than, but I think we talked about how they're not as good as they were in those Super Bowl years, but they're going to be able to win a lot of these games, and I think they're just good enough when they're healthy to be a contender in the NFC. I picked them to win the Super Bowl. All of a sudden, the Packers are scaring me, but do you think the Niners can contend in the NFC? Now, when I look at their roster top to bottom, like, yeah, the Eagles are probably better. The Packers are probably better. But I think the Niners have enough experience and enough dogs on their team to where if they get to 11, 12 wins and they are one of the top seeds in the NFC, they can still go toe-to-toe with these teams and make a run. Do you still feel that way as a Niners fan?
Yeah. Question mark. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but just like basing it off of how good these teams were in the past and like how they beat like the Lions and the Packers previous years, like those teams are more stacked. I do think, though, they can contend. I feel like they'll be pretty good as long as they have like McCaffrey and are healthy, like, and like their defense is like a pretty good defense. I do think that, like you just said, experience and like veterans will help you win a lot of games, just outsmarting teams. And so although like the Packers do look like probably like the best team in the NFL, and the Eagles are obviously the reigning Super Bowl champions, I do think that they can maybe squeak away with the win, especially, let's say, with their easy schedule, they managed to pull off the number one seed, which would be crazy. If they have all the games at home, that's all in their favor, their advantage. And so you have veterans, you have the experience, you're at home, all odds are in your favor. So I do think they can contend, but I'm just not as confident as I was like a few years ago. But I still am confident that they can make the playoffs and make some damage in the playoffs.
It's weird. While you were saying that, I was looking at some Niners news, and I was looking at their home uniforms. And half the time, I think their home uniforms look great with the gold helmet and the red jersey and everything. The other half, it's like, it's kind of a trash look. What do you think of their uniforms? Side note.
I mean, I'm biased. I like them. I think their throwbacks are probably the coolest ones, personally. But I like their home. Their road jerseys are pretty cool. Honestly, all their jerseys.
Yeah, and before we wrap this up, I just wanted to mention, so yeah, Juszczyk is hurt, Purdy's hurt, Kittle's hurt. I mean, that is going to be really hard to win these next few games without. I think Purdy, they said he's going to be out 3 to 5 weeks, and their next four opponents now will be Cardinals at home, Jaguars at home. I like your chances in that game, both of those games. Rams on the road, Buccaneers on the road, which is going to be pretty difficult, and then if he's out for an extended period, Falcons at home. So, interesting stretch here. This could be a really important stretch for them. If they can eke out a couple more wins, get everybody back, I can see them going on a run.
Yeah, Shanahan actually just said today after the game that he progressed really well this week and that he has a slight chance to play against the Cardinals. I wouldn't bet against the Cardinals, but I think he definitely plays the week after that against the Jaguars. But in terms of backup quarterbacks, like giving you a chance, I think Mac Jones is probably the best or one of the best backup quarterbacks to help give the Niners a chance to win, which when quarterbacks do get hurt is a really good advantage that you can have over teams that not a lot of teams have. They'll have just some scrub like Shadur Sanders or someone like that. Shots fired, but...
We're Nebraska fans. Of course, shots fired. I think the big thing for the Niners is that they started off 2-0, so it gives them a little more breathing room if Purdy's out. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about, it's about a week old news, but we didn't get a chance to discuss it, is Moody. Jake Moody was cut. It was Jake, isn't it?
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah, he was cut by the Niners after, I think, 2 or 3 seasons with the team.
Three.
Not very happy with him. He was not a great kicker. It is weird, though, because I saw that he made more than 90% of his kicks. Then I forget who it was against where he tried making a tackle against someone who was running a kickback. He got hurt. And then from that point on is when he started having his struggles. Is there anything you want to say about Jake Moody and how much do you miss him?
Not one bit. I don't miss him one bit. I will say, yeah, I did see that stat. I don't remember who or what team it was against. But yeah, he it was a kickoff return and he tried to make like a saving play or whatever and he got hurt somehow. He hurt his kicking ankle. And then ever since then, he's been terrible. Absolutely terrible. And so I think I don't know how much you watched the game today, but the kicker made 2 field goals. I don't know if Jake Moody's makes those field goals today. And like they won by 5 points. So ultimately, that's the difference between them winning and losing, that he might have lost them. The kicker did miss the first extra point today. I don't know if you saw that, but I was like, oh God, here we go. But automatically, like, he's way better than Jake Moody. I've never found myself like more wrapped up in like a kicker or like interested in like this new kicker than like recently, just because of how bad he was. But hopefully he has a good career somewhere else, but he just sucked for the Niners and it was time to go. And to be honest, it was overdue. It should have happened a while ago.
It's funny because the NFL posted on their Instagram that he got cut. And I'm like, when was the last time they posted that a kicker got cut? They knew exactly what they were doing.
I saw that. That was hilarious.
And if you listen to this, we appreciate you. It was kind of a slow week for us. I was very busy. We will be coming back next week with more content focused on, of course, college football and the NFL. And thank you for listening.